I would like to formally request a system-wide Code 2 defense alert, the Admiral said as his opening gambit. Kirsten hadn't been expecting that. You believe Latham will attack us? She asked mildly. Only she could issue a Code 2 alert which allowed the military to supersede all civil administration and requisition whatever personnel and materials it required. Basically, it was a declaration of martial law. A Code 1 alert was a full declaration of war which only Alistair could proclaim. It is a little more complicated than that, ma'am, the Admiral said. My staff have been reviewing the whole Lalonde Latin situation. Now this reporter, Graham Nicholson, has confirmed Latin was present on the planet. We have to begin to consider other factors, specifically this energy virus which the Edenists reported. I find it quite significant they wanted their findings to be known, Roche Skark said. In fact, they actually requested that we should be told, which is an unusual step given the kingdom's standard relationship with Edenism. They obviously considered the threat dangerous enough to exceed any political differences, and considering what happened to our G-66 troops in Lalonde's jungle, I believe they were totally justified. Our analysis of both Jenny Harris's jungle mission and subsequent events on Lalonde suggests that the energy virus and this prevalent sequestration are the same thing, said the Admiral. What we are dealing with is an invisible force that can take over human thought processes and bestow an extremely advanced energy manipulation ability, sophisticated enough to act as an electronic warfare field and construct those white fireballs out of what appears to be thin air. I reviewed parts of the jungle mission, Kirsten said. The physical strength those people had was phenomenal. Are you suggesting anyone who is infected will acquire similar capabilities? Yes, ma'am. How is the energy virus transmitted? We don't know, the Admiral admitted, though we do consider the fact that Latin called it a virus to be significant. The very nature of the term virus, whether employed in a biological or software sense, implies a pattern that can be reproduced within its host, usually at an exponential rate. But again, I'm not sure. We really are working in the dark on this one, putting together appraisals from observed data. There has to be a priority to discover its exact nature. We can find out relatively easily, Yannicka Dermot said. The answer is in Gerald Skibbo's memory. How he was infected and sequestrated, how the energy virus behaves, what its limits are. I consider him to be the key to alleviating our lack of knowledge. Has he recovered yet? Kirsten asked. No. The doctor says he's suffering from a case of profound trauma. It's touch and go if he ever will recover his full intellectual faculties. I want him to undergo a personality debrief. Is that wise in his state? The ISA director showed no emotion. Medically, no. Not making him relive the events. But a debrief will provide us with the information we require. It was a responsibility Kirsten could have done without. Skibbo was somebody's child, probably had children of his own. For a moment she thought of Benedict sitting in Edward's lap. Proceed, she said, trying to match the ISA director's impersonality. Thank you, ma'am. The report from Lalonde said it was Latin himself who warned the Edenists of this energy virus. He claimed he was being attacked by it. That's right, ma'am, Admiral Farker said, which is what makes our current problem even more serious. You think he was telling the truth, that it is a Xenoc incursion? Under the circumstances, I have to give it strong consideration, which is why I want a Code 2 alert. It will give me the resources to defend the Ombe system should they back up the virus with a physical invasion. Kirsten felt her palms tingle. That earlier unsettling notion that wasn't just an ordinary crisis was abruptly resumed. What do you mean, back up the virus? The Admiral flicked a glance at Roche Skark. It is a possibility that the Equan brought it to Ombe, he said. Oh, dear God, have you any proof? We are 90% convinced Gerald Skibbo has been purged, although none of the science team can offer an explanation as to how that happened. However, in their haste to get him here, The Lalonde Embassy's intelligence team may have overlooked the fact that some of their own people were carrying it. After all, Graham Nicholson's report confirms that Latton, presumably a sequestrated Latton, was in Durringham the day they left. We have to assume the virus was also present in the city's population at that time.